Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 109, How to Wow Your Attorney Audience. You have an opportunity to speak to an attorney audience. You want to make a great presentation. The surest way to add value to an attorney's understanding of medical issues is to identify how you can use your expertise to help your attorney audience. I'm Pat Iyer. I have taught attorneys at local, state, and national organizations. In this issue of Iyer's Insights, I share tips on how to create a dynamic presentation. Check out these tips. First, speak to the needs of your audience. Some LNCs make the mistake of believing that when they get up in front of an audience of attorneys, this is an opportunity for them to focus on themselves instead of the audience. Remember, it's not important how smart I am as a speaker, it's how smart I can make the audience. The focus has to come off of the speaker. When you take the focus off of you and put it on the audience, you analyze the audience and you think, what will help them? When you think in terms of an attorney audience, suppose you're asked to prepare a program about medical records. Think about their needs. What are their challenges related to medical records and how can you address them? Do they need to know about how to decipher medical records? Do they have questions about wondering if they have received a complete set of medical records? Developing your content around the needs of the attorney is a lot different than a self-promotional program that conveys the message, you can't figure this out on your own, you need my help. Attorneys who invite you as an LNC onto the agenda of a conference want the attendees to get real value from what you can share. They don't want the presentation to be one big commercial for what you do to help attorneys. Your role as a presenter shifts to sharing concrete tips, strategies, insights, and insider knowledge that will help the attorney wind her way through the records. Of course, your handouts have your contact information on them. Of course, you want the attorney to think of you when she is confronted with a large stack of medical records. By demonstrating your expertise to the attorney audience through the knowledge you share, you show your worth and increase your chances of getting cases from your listeners. Before I continue, I want to share a resource loaded with tips for delivering powerful presentation strategies. Get more in-depth knowledge about presentation techniques from my colleague Stephanie Scotti by investing in the webinar she did for me called Accelerate Powerful Presentation Strategies. Most LNCs are not experienced speakers and need help developing powerful presentation strategies. While you have excellent LNC expertise, you may not know how to communicate with your target audience. Stephanie makes her living teaching presentation skills. In this webinar, you'll learn how to most effectively present your message. Suppose you're asked to make a presentation at a prospect or client's office. Would you know where to begin? Do you know how to engage your audience, deliver your message, and connect with the decision makers? Would you like to master powerful presentation strategies that will help you achieve relaxed self-confidence? Would you like to ace your presentation and gain credibility and clients? Get the on-demand replay of this webinar at http://lnc.tips/accelerate. That's http://lnc.tips/accelerate. Let's get back to the show. We've been talking about delivering a fabulous presentation for attorneys. Follow these three tips for a flawless presentation. Start your presentation to attorneys with a bang. Spend a lot of time on how you're going to start by thinking of ideas to catch people's attention. Grab them with your opening. For example, there are certain things that you should not do at the beginning of a presentation. I'm sure you've heard people say, "Today I'm going to talk about this." It's boring. It's a bad way to begin. Or they apologize and they may say, "I'm sorry, this topic is a little boring. Just bear with me." I heard someone once say, "I'm sorry if it seems a little confusing. The presentation was dumped on me last night, so I didn't have time to prepare." There are things like that which set people off on the wrong foot. People think you just can start off bad and build on it, but it doesn't get any better from there. You need to dive right in. Just because people's butts are in the seat doesn't mean their brains are in the room. That's a quote from Doug Stevenson, who is a very experienced public speaker. You need to grab attorneys' attention. So that's one of the main things that you have to focus on. And it has to be part of your planning. How are you going to get their attention? Don't try to cover too much. Do you believe more is always better? Don't have 100 slides for a 10-minute program. Better yet, don't use any slides for a short program. What you need to ask yourself is, what is my core message? What do I want the audience to know when they leave? Suppose somebody asks the attorney at the end of your program, "What was that presentation about?" The attorney should be able to say exactly what it was about. Sometimes when you're at a presentation, you run out of time. Maybe the program started late because they did announcements, or you're following somebody who went over time. You need to be able to cut your material back right on the spot. If you don't, you risk annoying your host. I remember teaching a segment once about medication errors. I spent more time on my material than I should have, and I asked the presenter for a few more minutes to finish. I remember the glare she directed at me before reluctantly agreeing to let me finish. If I had been more experienced and anticipated this problem, I would have figured out a way to wrap up my topic. One way to do that is, when you're putting your presentation for attorneys together, is to have some material that's must know, some that is should know, and some that is could know. Some people actually color code it, and if they're running out of time, they can eliminate the could know. Then you would need to decide, should you eliminate the should know? You need to be able to cut down your content on the spot. Maybe you have the other worry, "I'll end early." People are delighted when you end early, so don't think you need to go to the last minute. It's not effective. And a final tip is, never get angry during a presentation. Any kind of anger does not belong in a presentation. If your video clip doesn't work, you say, "Sorry, that didn't work," and you go on. I think it's a matter of being ready to deal with Murphy's Law. If something goes wrong, it's going to go wrong, but you as a speaker still need to be ready to carry on the presentation. Being able to hold your temper is really important as well in the courtroom when expert witnesses are testifying, because the opposing counsel is trying to get that expert angry by attacking her credibility. Often the attorney is sarcastic. As soon as the attorney is successful in getting the expert to become angry, the expert is going to blurt out things that are not going to be favorable for the case. Getting argumentative in the courtroom can be a huge mistake. Getting argumentative with a person in the audience is also a huge mistake. Everyone is watching that dynamic and wondering, is the speaker going to lose her cool? Is she going to become annoyed and angry? Or will she be able to get control of the situation and continue on? It's always important to stay cool. I hope I have stimulated your interest in crafting presentations for attorneys. They need to know how you will be able to help them. Share your knowledge with them through effective presentations. Once again, get great tips for polishing your presentations by investing in the online training contained in Accelerate. Order this program at http://lnc.tips/accelerate and obtain the audio recording and the transcript. That's http://lnc.tips/accelerate. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.